Locker room, they're made of the right stuff. They understand that this is, you know, we're in a tough stretch right now, and we're trying to claw our way out of it. And the only thing you can do is just ball your fist up and fight back to it.
WKDZ. We love our country.
Farm Safety Week continues as Mr. Alan Watts is out on the road. Alan?
Thank you, Tess, very much. We have enjoyed being here. Always love to hang out with the guys here at Best Way Ag, and this is kind of an annual thing we do in the spring and fall. And Mr. Kyle Barbee was in a meeting earlier to come join us. Kyle, what's going on from your standpoint here at Best Way?
Yeah, right now we're going to a bunch of shows, showing the P150 that we've got, the bigger drone, 18-gallon tank. Just still trying to get the word out there. There's still a lot of people out there that don't know what drones do and what they can do.
What makes the P150 a little different? What are people looking at on that one?
So, at where it stands right now, the P150 is the biggest drone on the market, 18-gallon tank, and it's able to fly at 40 miles an hour. So, a lot of people can get more acres per hour. Now, that's not going to fit every application. You know, here in Kentucky, you may get small, choppy fields where you don't need all that speed and all that size. But you get out there in Texas, Kansas, Oklahoma to get broad acres, it's really good at getting broad acres.
Continuing to increase what these drones will do and the ability as far as staying in the air, you mentioned that, and spray capacity too, which is really, you see this technology continuing to get better.
Yeah, I think the technology is going to continue to get better. Like the P150 has a, it's called Real Terra, where it remembers the field. So every time it flies it, it gets better. So you're seeing stuff constantly improve as every model. And then obviously you're going to see tank size get bigger every time too. But you're going to get to a point where the tank size can't be that big, because then it just won't fit every field. So there's always going to be a need for that, you know, 40-liter, 50-liter, 10-gallon tank. You know, that will never go away. That'll be like a three-point.
And these drones can do things that sometimes a full-size sprayer maybe can't get to very easily. And if you need to spray different things or do different applications, do you guys, with these drones, you can do that?
Yeah, there's, you know, you get into a lot of people, if they have a small choppy field, they'll take a drone and go around their boundaries to where the ground sprayer can't get into, and then do the broad acres with their ground sprayer. You can get into aquatics with the drone, and then obviously orchard spraying, and you know, I know Ryan does a lot of tobacco spraying, and obviously I just saw it on corn. Fields are wet, obviously your ground rig can't get in there, but the drone can.
I think what's also good about that too, not only can you help farmers get a drone, you guys can train them with the drone and train folks to operate that drone for them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, us, with the help of H&R AgriPower here locally, are able to sell the drone and then help them do a field start to get that drone set up the way that they want it, show them how to use it, stay out there with them all day to do a field start. And if something happens, H&R is there to fix it, and so are we to help.
And that's what it's all about. So you're not just going to get somebody a drone, turn them loose, and hope we don't crash it, right?
No, absolutely not. You're going to spend a full day, probably 7 or 8 hours, making sure it's set up right and that all the kinks are worked out when it's out of the box, and showing them how to use it, because, you know, we don't say if it crashes, it's when it's going to crash. And so, you know, we do try to get people prepared for that, because more than likely it is going to crash at some point.
I was talking about some of the things, and you guys have the parts to help farmers repair those drones if you do crash at some point or another and need some repair work.
Yeah, and that's the biggest name of the game in drones is, you know, these people buy it to go out and get broad acres done. If it crashes, they need it up in 24 to 48 hours. So, you know, it's a big undertaking to have all those parts, but we do the best that we can to have those parts and get them up in there as fast as we can.
I think it's important there too. You guys are designing not only the drone itself, but you're designing equipment to go along with it, the trailer, and to take care of the drone out in the field too, which is important.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we sell the drone trailer right now, which is half enclosed, half open, so they can operate off the back end or the front end. There's a walk-in platform. So with the drone, you have to have visual line of sight. So you got to stand up tall to be over your corn to watch your drone fly. But also now people are landing up there and trying to fill up there, because everybody wants to fill as quickly as possible and get back up in there as quickly as possible. So we do try to make stuff that can fit that mold.
I think it's for a purpose. You guys really work to meet the needs of the farmers, and Kyle, that's exactly what customer service at best.
And that is the biggest part in drones, is customer service. You know, it's more work after the sale than it is making the sale, but hey, that is service is what sells, and that's what we've been trained on here. That's been a Barbie thing from the get-go. My dad said, I'm not worried about the sale, I'm worried about support.
That, you learned it from a good source, and your dad, your grandfather, and all the family in this business. And so very, very important. Service, Best Way Ag, that's what we're talking about this afternoon. We're going to come back one more time after the news and check in with the crew here at Best Way Ag. We're on 106.5 WKDC.
We love our country.
We love our country.
WKDZ FM, KDIS, Hopkinsville, Princeton.
106.5.
The free WKDZ and online WKDZradio.com, an Edge Media Group station.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. A jury has delivered a guilty verdict on all counts against Ryan Ruth, a man attempted to assassinate then-candidate Donald Trump at a South Florida golf course last year. He reportedly had to be restrained as the verdict was read.
Ruth tried to stab himself in the neck with a pen. Then four marshals dragged him out of the courtroom.
Fox's Dana Marie McNichol, Fort Pierce. President Trump, Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky, meeting at the United Nations General Assembly as the war rages on between Russia and Ukraine.
He's a brave man, and he's putting up one hell of a fight. And we'll see how that all turns out.
In a United Nations address earlier today, the president once again threatened to impose steep tariffs against Russia unless the Kremlin moves to end that war. America is listening to Fox News.
Here are some of the stories we're working to bring you.
The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet will have a daytime lane restriction for westbound traffic on US 68-80 and the Canton Bridge this Thursday. The restriction is for inspection work, and it will be in effect from 8 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. Tree County residents who need to properly dispose of hazardous materials and chemicals will have a chance to do so during an event coming up the first week of October. Tree County Solid Waste Coordinator Ron Brown said the event is limited to Tree County residents only.
October the 4th between 8 and 2. This is one of those ones that people have been waiting for and asking about. And this is going to be short and sweet. We do it once a year.
The Tree County Chamber of Commerce will soon begin working with a new leadership class. Bank of Cadiz President Matt Cothran announced the members of the new class during the Tree County Chamber annual dinner September 18th.
Emily Adams, Lisa Butts, Jamie Gapp, Emily Hancock, Jack Lingenfelter, Laura Mowen, Rachel Perez, Lacey Schrock, Carly Terrell, and Mitzi Thomas Lawson.
Full details during today's 5 o'clock News Edge. Next news, when it happens, or when you want it, at WHBO and WKDCradio.com.
This is Janie Corley.
And this is Milton Corley.
We would like to invite you to visit this ag venture we call home. Learn more at ChristianWayFarm.com and like us on Facebook.
Battling with bed bugs? With a current staff pulling 315 years of experience, you can trust in McGee Pest Control to take care of your bed bug situation fast. Visit McGeePestControl.com.
Get your coolers ready. We have big news. Superior Brew is now alcohol-free. Michelob Ultra Zero. Zero alcohol, ultra smooth taste, and just 29 calories. Enjoy responsibly. 2025 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer in St. Louis, Missouri.
99-cent fountain drinks, any size, any time. Fuel for you. Fuel for your vehicle. Max's Convenience Shop. Max's.
Get ready to party, Hopkinsville. Christian County Health Department invites you and your family to our block party on October 1st from 2 to 6 p.m. on Canton Street. Enjoy a day packed with fun, face painting, a furry petting zoo, an epic video game trailer, photo booth memories, tasty snacks, and awesome raffle prizes. Plus, explore our community resource fair for helpful info, freebies, and more. Mark your calendar for the biggest community celebration of